You may be seated. Good morning, everybody. My name is Wayne Curry. I'm here for the announcements this morning. He's just doing what he's told. Not like some of us. These are the announcements for May 1st, 2022. If you would like to be involved in serving within the church family, we have a sign-up sheets at the Welcome Center. If you would like to give today, there's an offering box that you'd like to put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. The nursery will be open this morning for those from infant to 3 years old. Our ARC Sunday School is for ages 4 years old to grade 5, and they will be dismissed after this morning's singing. Our ladies group will continue meeting every Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. at the church. Our youth will be meeting at the church this Wednesday from 7 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. If you are interested in getting baptized this summer, there is a special sign-up sheet on the Welcome Center. On Saturday, May the 28th, we're going to have church spring cleaning for a few hours to make sure that things are cleaned both inside and out and what possible repairs are needed. We will meet at 10 a.m. Please sign up at the Welcome Center. And that's it. Thank you very much.
My turn again. Okay. This is interesting because there's only two of us, and normally I'm sitting over there. So try your best to enjoy the music with us and, yeah, sing and praise and, I don't know, let's go for it. See what happens.
Stand up. Please stand up.
Shoot. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. And great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing.
Jesus, hope of the nations. Jesus, comfort for all who mourn. You are the source of heaven's hope on earth. Jesus. are the source of heaven's light on earth. In history, you lived and died. You broke the chains. You rose to life. You are the hope living us. You are the rock in whom we trust. You are the light shining for all the world to see. You rose from the dead. Source of heaven's hope on earth. Jesus, light in the darkness. Jesus, truth in each circumstance. You are the source of heaven's light on earth. In history, you broke the chains, you rose to life. You are the hope living us. You are the rock in whom we trust. You are the light shining for all the world to see. From the dead, conquering fear, our Prince of Peace, drawing us near, Jesus, our hope, living for all the world to see. What we believe, what we
going to dismiss our kids from 0 to 3 for nursery and 4 to grade 5. If you want, you can greet each other as they're going. This morning, we're going to use Ephesians to guide our prayers. Often we're in Alpha and we talk about prayer and how we begin with prayer. And one of the things that we've really encouraged is a position of openness, having our hands open. It does two things. It just communicates our openness to God and our surrender to Him. And so even as we pray this morning, whether you want to do it on the outside, on the inside, have an open heart for whatever the Spirit of God wants to speak to you this morning. Let's pray. In adoration, in Ephesians 3, verse 14 to 17, Paul writes, "When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. Let us come in the same attitude of complete surrender to God, falling on our knees, completely opening our hearts in trust to Christ, that he may be at home within us through his Spirit. In adoration, express your love and commitment to our strong and glorious God." In confession, Ephesians 4, 17 to 24 says, "Live no longer as the Gentiles do, for they're hopelessly confused. Their minds are full of darkness. They wander far from the life that God gives. This isn't what you learned about Christ. Throw off your old sinful nature, your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Let us come and ask the Spirit to renew our hearts and minds. We're constantly being pulled by our old nature, bombarded by the confused and corrupted way of the world. Let us confess our sins so we can put on the new nature of righteousness and holiness that God gives us." Thanksgiving, Paul writes in chapter 1, verse 6 to 11. "So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us, who belong to his dear Son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. He has showered his kindness on us, along with all wisdom and understanding. Furthermore, because we're united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God, for he chose us in advance and makes everything work out according to his plan. Let us be thankful for the ways in which God has richly showed his kindness to us this week. We can completely rest in the kindness of God, and in faith trust he'll work everything out in our lives." Thank you, God, for our daily bread. Thank you for your great love for us. A supplication, Ephesians 6, 10 to 12 and verse 19. "Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so you'll be able to stand firm against the strategies of the devil. For we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities in the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against the evil spirits in the heavenly places. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere." We're called to be a people of prayer. This is how we fight in the spiritual world, for ourselves and on behalf of others. Let us bring our requests before our God, who listens and longs to be our deliverer. We pray for Kelly and James' family, for Matthew and Trina, for Ray and Rowena, for Tammy and Clay, for Ernie and Marie, for Rita and Brian, for Brad and Terry Lynn, for Kaylin, Karen, Remy, for Harold and Lou, for Gloria and Jerry, for Annika, for Lisa and Eric's family, for Bill and Sandy, Corrine and Isaac, for Evelyn and Leona, and some of the places around the world, for Italy, Japan, Kosovo, Laos, for the Ukraine, God, we pray for peace, for the United States and Canada, God, that you would be our healer, that you would be the one that lifts our heads. And then for all the unspoken requests, the things that trouble us and worry us, our good and great God, we leave these at your feet, knowing that you care about every detail in our lives. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Hello again. Today's reading is from Romans chapter 5, verse 1 to 11. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand. And we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance, and endurance develops strength of a character, and character strengthens our confidence of hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed us his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his Son, while we were still his enemies, we still certainly be saved through the life of his Son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God. Thank you.
There is a truth older than me.
It's okay.
It's all good. Yeah. We sang that. We want reckless love. It's okay. There it is.
Spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Me. Oh, the over.
but it earned it, and I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Yeah. Your foe, still your love far from me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so kind. Coming after me. No shadow you won't light up.